The Bucks County Playhouse in New Hope is premiering a musical featuring songs by one half of the Indigo Girls. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Starstruck debuts new music by songwriter Emily Saliers.
When the writers of Starstruck approached Saliers, she insisted on creating new material and was adamant that nothing be pulled from the Indigo Girls catalog.
I don't like jukebox musicals. Don't anybody use that word.
Saliers eventually agreed to include a few Indigo Girls numbers, but of the show's 18 songs, less than a handful will be familiar to fans.
The most gratifying for me was the new material. And there's more new material than songs that people will know from Indigo Girls, because I was concerned that people would be distracted by their relationship with a song that had already been recorded, that they'd lived with, that their own lives were attached to, as opposed to brand new music that was integrated in the story.
These are very secret days. Write it.
Oh, that's part of it.
I collect my information, then I store it all away. Call me when you breeze through.
Starstruck is loosely based on Cyrano de Bergerac, a comedy about an unattractive man who feeds romantic lines to a better-looking suitor to woo his lady love. Co-writer and star Beth Malone, who was nominated for a Tony Award as the lead in the Broadway musical Fun Home, wanted to make a gay version of the familiar Cyrano story.
The curmudgeon-y, strong-willed, anti-hero, cranky ass is played by me. So it's not a man, it's the Cyrano character played by this environmental zealot. It's really fun to just put this person down center and then, like, let the chips fall around them.
Do you see these paper cuts? They're from folding all your flyers. And my back still hurts from when I rotated your tires.
The musical is set in an Idaho mountain town where Malone's character, a park ranger and amateur astronomer named Sid DeBerg, get it? Is trying to establish a dark sky reserve, where lights are banned at night to allow for stargazing. When a podcaster from NPR shows up to cover a story about it, a local man falls for her and asks Sid to help him win her over. That's when the Cyrano de Bergerac tables and genders turn.
This character, Sid de Berg, she is traumatized from an event from her youth, and she is incapable of relating to other human beings that doesn't involve some self-protection. And so I, as a songwriter, I've written a lot about that. What comes from our heart and what we're afraid of.
The musical is a romantic comedy, which is not Saliers' natural genre.
Well, I'm not that funny. So
her songs provide emotional grounding to the rom-com that pairs the star-filled cosmos with the complicated whims of the human heart.
I'm fascinated with the relationship between infinitesimal and vastness that human brain can't even conceive of, and how human beings are endowed with this profound consciousness and also the ability to make terrible, hurtful decisions, you know, that's kind of unique to the human experience.
Saliers is not stepping away from the Indigo Girls. The duo with Amy Ray will be touring this summer in this region. Saliers says she's happy to be creating something joyful at this moment of social and political upheaval.
It's so wonderful to be creating art in the midst of all this, like, troublesome stuff that's going on in this country and the suffering of people in this country. I'm grateful to be making art in the midst of that, because otherwise you just feel like sometimes just giving it all up.
Starstruck runs at the Bucks County Playhouse through March 21st. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.